It's Monday, July the 27th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with the Procrastination Boo for procrastination.ca. I just put up a new podcast, actually, at I Procrastinate Podcast today about the arousal procrastinator. So if you're interested in learning more about the notion of I work better under pressure, you might want to go to procrastination.ca or go to iTunes and find I Procrastinate Podcasts. Today I want to pick up with this notion of the situation affecting our procrastination, and I talked briefly yesterday about this meaning versus manageability trade-off. Early in a task, things that aren't meaningful, we will find aversive and we're liable to procrastinate on. Later in a task, in what we call the action phase, when we're trying to work on the project, what will make something aversive is a lack of structure. So the nature of aversiveness changes. Well, today I want to extend this discussion of situation with work of a colleague of mine from the Netherlands, Vendelin van Erd. And she published a paper way back in 2000 that I think is very, very good. And she talked about the situation in the workplace. And she said, really, when we think of procrastination in the situation, one of the things we have to look at is the skill the individual has in terms of its match with the challenge that the task at hand demands or creates for the person. So it's a skill and challenge match. And what we're always trying to do is get into this real zone where the challenge of the task meets the skill of the individual. Because one of two things can happen, she argues. On the one hand, your skills can greatly exceed the challenge of the task, and it's, you see it as so unchallenging that you're just bored by it and you don't want to do it. On the other hand, if the challenge of the task is way beyond the perceived skills of the individual, what psychologists call your self-efficacy, your confidence in your ability, if the challenge of the task exceeds your skill, then you can be overwhelmed with anxiety and fears of failure, and this could lead to procrastination. So what she's arguing is you need to hit this perfect little zone where challenge meets skill, and of course, in life, that's just not going to happen. We're not going to always have tasks presented to us or take on tasks that meet our skills. And so what we need to be able to do is something called project spin, in a sense. We need to be able to spin our projects so that we can either make them more challenging when they really are below our skill level, find some way to make them more engaging, and when something appears to be threatening and full of evaluation and we see they might be beyond our skills, to be able to restructure our thinking to be able to think about how we do have the efficacy to do these things. And so this is a really important life skill in terms of being able to match your thinking to the task at hand, to spin that project to fit more. I'll pick up on this again tomorrow and extend the way we might get this project spin to get this self-efficacy or skill challenge match. Talk to you tomorrow.